And welcome back in. Ooh, morning blitz. GameDaySportsRadio.com on a Thursday here. Luckily, we've, of course, got damage from Hurricane Michael down on the panhandle as it keeps moving inland and bringing rain and stuff. But luckily, so far, no cancellations that we know of in the college football world. The only major schedule adjustment, Florida State, they suspended practice for the rest of the week, and they will come back in on Saturday. Of course, they are off this week and then host Wake Forest next week. And being it Thursday, we've got some a little NFL action, a little college action, and we're going to go ahead and bring in Mike Bernard from OTM Sports, based out in Las Vegas, as we always do, for an abbreviated version of Inside the Numbers. Mike, how are you doing today?
Doing well, Coach. Weather holding up in just south of Atlanta?
Yeah, it's okay. You know, of course, got a lot of rain and a little bit of wind and everything, but obviously nothing what they're dealing with down in the panhandle right now.
Yeah, that was the largest hurricane to hit the panhandle in recorded history, so I think it'll be a learning lesson.
Okay, let's move on to tonight's game in the NFL. It's the Eagles and the Giants. That's an 8:20 kickoff on Fox and NFL. It's the same broadcast crew, same everything, just running it on both networks. And it's, of course, it's two teams. They're trying to stay alive in the playoff race this early in the season. Eagles, of course, defending Super Bowl champions, coming off of a home loss to Minnesota. But the Eagles now sit at 2-3. The Giants, they lost a tough game in Carolina. They're now 1-4. They have major dissension. Odell Beckham Jr., he's a great talent, but he needs to understand that he plays for the New York Giants and not the New York Odell Beckhams, because he is the main, you know, he's the culprit in that locker room right now. And if he wants to call plays, fine. Here's what you need to do, Odell. You hang up your helmet, you grab a whistle, and you start coaching. But if you want to play, do what the coaches tell you to do. And I don't care if that goes from peewee to NFL.
Yes, and look, toxic players are going to divide a locker room. I'm starting to see that with the Giants. We saw it started maybe a week or so ago. And I'll say this. There's a reason why Dez Bryant isn't on a 2018 roster. T.O. couldn't get another chance. Many more examples. When a player's actions and words scream, me, 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 it's going to have a negative impact on that locker room. The Eagles, they have their own issues. Last season, they averaged 29 points per game. They went on to win the Super Bowl, of course. This year, they're only scoring 21 a game, and they haven't been in the plus territory in the turnover margin in any of their five games.
You mentioned Dez Bryant. You know, my Brownies wouldn't even sign him. They brought him in to visit and everything. They wouldn't even sign him because they sensed that entitlement about Dez Bryant. And you talking about Cleveland now, you know, my Brownies, we shipped Josh Gordon off to New England, and he was the best receiver on the team because we were just fed up with him. And you're talking about shipping a great talent off to a great football team just because, you know, you did not want to deal with his drama. And you're talking about a franchise that at that point hadn't won a football game, you know, in 2 years. But it's too much me. You mentioned T.O., his selfish attitude, it probably cost him another season or two in the league. But now back to this game, let's look at turnovers. The Giants, they have not done well in this area. They were plus two in their lone win over Houston. In all four losses, they've lost the turnover battle. And that defense, because of playing so many plays and being put in bad situations, they're allowing 36 points per game.
The Giant defense is struggling. When I look at this series, I found a few interesting things. Start out with the last six times these two played in New York, all six were high scoring, and all six went over the total. An odd find that when I was looking at the history of this series, Coach, four of the last five meetings were decided exactly by 5 points. Of course, that's not a common margin in the NFL. Giants usually play well on Thursday night games. They've covered 7 of their last 10 on Thursday night. Biggest number in this one, is probably going to be the turnover margin that you just mentioned. The Eagles are favored by 3. The total's around 43 or 44. It's pointing out the obvious, but the loser of this game is going to have a tough time making the postseason. It's not a must win, but it's really close.
All right, if the NFL is not your bag, don't want to watch any NFL, or if the NFL game gets boring and you want to flip over, watch a little college football tonight, 7:30 on ESPN. We've got Texas Tech and TCU. The Red Raiders are going to travel up from Lubbock to Fort Worth. And again, this is two teams that are 3-2. All right, now, you say, well, 3-2, so what? Mike, I don't know if you realize this, but the four teams that have beat these two teams have a combined 3 losses. And one of those 3 losses was to Alabama, so that shouldn't even count against them. But you still have this young gunslinger of a coach for Texas Tech, Cliff Kingsbury, versus the wise old defensive savant, Gary Patterson. Now, a long history between these two. Kingsbury faced Patterson as a record-setting quarterback at Texas Tech from 98 to 2002. They know each other very well. Bottom line, you've got two pretty good football teams going at it tonight.
Sure, both have 2 losses, but they're both a little bit underrated. One thing to note, if you're going to wager on this game, either New Jersey, Mississippi, and Nevada, look at the injury report, because Texas Tech, their top 3 quarterbacks are all injured. That doesn't mean they're all not going to play, but you need to look at that. And plus, TCU starting quarterback, he's also on the injury list. Take a quick look at numbers in the game. Texas Tech, they've taken advantage of the few times they get the primetime spotlight on Thursday nights. They've covered 5 of 6 on Thursday night. And in a conference that's known for explosive offense, TCU is the one team that seems to be able to slow down the pace. The under is 21-6, TCU's last 27 conference games, and the under is 11-4 in their last 15 games, whether it's in or out of conference.
All right, Mike, we appreciate your time today. We'll have you back on tomorrow. We'll have our Friday games and the full version of Inside the Numbers. Look forward to visiting with you.
So do I, Coach. Talk to you then.
Take a break. We'll be right back. GameDaySportsRadio.com.